speaking by phone from Nairobi, Tech Stephen Ogut, the communication officer for South Sudan's Ministry of Finance, says the ministry has already paid several arrears to the regional blocs. Ogut says he does not have details about payments to the UN General Assembly, but adds he will get more information when Dier Tong Ngor, the South Sudan finance minister who is currently in Dakar, Senegal, returns.
What I know about our obligation to the region is that we have cleared with the East African community. We have also paid something to the African Union. So if there is anything, this one would be still in line. So it is something that the government was working on. But there was a payment that was made for the East Africa community and for African Union.
UN Chief Antonio Guterres says South Sudan, Venezuela and Lebanon have been in arrears for at least 2 years on paying their dues to the United Nations operating budget. They joined Dominica, Equatorial Guinea and Gabon in a list of nations that have not paid their dues on time, said Guterres in a statement issued last Thursday. Gabon is serving a 2-year term on the UN Security Council, although its voting rights there are not affected. The UN Charter states that members whose arrears equal or exceed the amount of their contributions for the preceding 2 full years lose their voting rights. But it also gives the General Assembly the authority to decide that the failure to pay is due to conditions beyond the control of the member, and in that case, a country can continue to vote, according to the Associated Press. South Sudan government spokesperson and information minister Michael Makwe acknowledges the government received the letter.
And of course, South Sudan is not the only country which is not paying. There are so many other countries which are... And if we are suspended today, it is not because we are not paying, but because of other reasons, other political situations which are happening all over the world.
The minimum payment needed to restore voting rights for South Sudan's are $61,886. The General Assembly decided that 3 African countries on the list of nations in arrears, Comoros, Sao Tome and Principe and Somalia, would be able to keep their voting rights. It granted the 3 countries the same exemption last year. Iran lost its voting rights 2 years ago, but regained those rights in June last year after making the minimum payment on its dues. It lashed out at the United States for maintaining sanctions that have prevented the government from accessing billions of dollars in foreign banks. At that time, UN Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq thanked banking and government authorities in various countries, including South Korea, for enabling payments to be made. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.